Hi, I'm John, your host of the Entrepreneur Academy podcast. You're listening to episode number 38. Hi everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy and welcome to another Q&A. This Q&A is going to be slightly different than what I normally do. This is not just answering some questions from people who are contacting me, but this is going to be like putting all these questions in a bulk, putting it all together and answering it in one big go. And the reason I'm doing this is because it's actually one of the most important questions for startups today. I get asked this question all the time. After I've been working on this for whatever period of time now, let's say a month, 2 months, a year, and it just doesn't work. I just don't know what I'm doing wrong. It's just not happening. And I'm starting to lose a little bit of track. And somehow I don't really have the same motivation anymore. And then they ask me the question, how do you keep your motivation going? And I'm wondering, why do you need to ask me that question? And it's really weird. But I do know where this all comes from. And it actually is based on 3 points. And these 3 points I want to outline in this video today. Right. Now, let's look at the 3 points. Point number one, authenticity. Let's be absolutely clear. Whatever business you do, be you. Do the business the way you would do the business. Don't pretend to be something else. Don't pretend to be Apple if you're not, because you're not, clearly, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this Q&A, I guess, right? So think about it from that angle. Authenticity is a major, major aspect. You don't want to copy anyone else. You want to be yourself. And only when you be yourself, you can be it without having to think about it. You don't need to constantly pretend to be something else, which is really, first of all, time consuming. It takes a lot of energy out of thing. And really, at the end of the day, people know. People know it's not you, whatever you're trying to do. So if you're trying to build a huge website, you know, which looks like you're the corporate thing in the world, you know, you're number one, you're the best there is. And it becomes very clear very, very quickly that you're not. It doesn't matter how it looks like. You just need to answer one of the emails and everybody will know that you're not. You get my point? And on the long run, you will never ever be able to do this. It's just not going to happen. So authenticity is number one. Be yourself. Whatever business you do right now, look at it. Is that me? Is that my language? Is that the way I speak? Is that the way I look like? Do I really need to wear a suit with a tie? And do I really need to, you know, stand there and make this thing? Do I love doing videos or not? If you don't like doing videos, don't bloody do them. What's the point? If you don't like writing blogs, don't write blogs. If you don't like to talk to people, don't talk to people. Well, it's hard without business. But you get my point. Be the person you want to be, which is the core element. Element number two. If you run a business, then you must think of the business for something that will run for the next 20, 30 years. Yes, you heard me right. 20, 30 years. I'm not saying you have to do this business for 20, 30 years, but you have to build it like that. You have to build a business for the long run. You have to understand that your business is not going to be something that goes from here to here, a year later you're going to be a millionaire. It's not going to happen. I can promise you, it doesn't work like that. Now, it doesn't mean you can't make that money. That's not what I mean. But if you build your business straight away from day one to be there and you haven't achieved it, you failed, right? That's stupid. You need to give yourself the time. And that's where point number three comes in, because that's quite important. The only way you can do something for that long is if you do something you actually like doing. If I put you on the spot and I say, give you something to do you don't enjoy, it's going to take you a couple of weeks and you're going to have enough. And then you're going to cut corners, and then you're not going to do it as well anymore, and then you're not going to enjoy it anymore. You're going to have a face like this, and people will just realize. And after a while, you just find, you know, it's not going to work for me. I don't know. I lost my motivation. And then you're going to ask me the question, so how do you keep your motivation up? It's a stupid question to ask. I mean, it's not stupid in a sense, but it answers what I just gave you. These 3 points answers that question. The only way you can keep your motivation up by doing things you actually love doing. By doing things when you look at it on the long term, so that the doing itself is what gives you the pleasure, not the possible end result. Because truthfully, if you think of something in 20, 30 years and you're young, how can you think what that could be? I mean, really, it's so far away that, you know, it's just completely out of your sight. It doesn't make sense. You know, even to visualize something like this is really, really hard. We can visualize something maybe in a couple of months, a year, maybe two. Five is already the top level we can actually muster, you know, to get our mind around. But if you're looking at it from that term, you can't. So the end goal can't be the thing that drives you. What must drive you is the things you do every single day. That must be the driving force. To get up in the morning, say, oh, I enjoyed this so much, I love doing this. Look like a kid. A kid loves playing. A kid gets up and he wants to play. He doesn't think how he's going to play, what the end result of a play is in 20 years. There's no thinking of that. What it is, I want to play. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy this. And then, of course, you can only really enjoy this if you're authentic, right? So it comes together. You get it? So being authentic with yourself, being you, and don't pretend to be anyone else. If you build a website, build your website. Don't make it something, you know, it isn't. Be you. Say, look, I'm new here, but I'm there. I'm going to do this. I'm really, really cool about it. I love it. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to motivate you so much. Whatever it is you do, it doesn't really matter. If you're a young hairdresser, say, you know what? I have these great ideas I'm going to try with you. They're going to be brilliant. You're going to look absolutely stunning. You get my point? This is it. If you're a carpenter or if you're an electrician or something, you're going to have a complete different kind of clientele. You're going to talk to the people probably more in your age group where you go, you know what? I know what your style. I know what you like. Not the old fashioned thing. You want the new thing. You want the one thing that really makes the difference. You get it? That's going to be so much harder for someone who's already 20, 30 years in the business because they established themselves to do the same thing over and over again, usually. Get my gist? You don't want to be one of them. You want to be you. It doesn't matter how much, you know, known these other people are you're trying to copy or how great they are. It doesn't matter. You are you. Be you. And that's the easiest thing you can be. There's nothing easier than that. Okay, let's bring it together. Three different points. Be authentic. Think in the long term and do the things you like doing. And that's the core element. Now, for the things you like doing, if you're not 100% sure what that is, then you need to figure it out. Try it. Give yourself 6 months, give yourself a year, and figure out different things. Work in different places. Get jobs in different things and see, how does this work for me? And you know, is this something I like doing? Is it not something I like doing? It's the best investment you could ever do. And if you do it clever enough and you get it as a job, so you get actually paid, you know, testing these areas, even better. You're not going to lose anything. You might even be able to save some money for your business to push it forward when the time comes. This is, for me, the best advice I can give anyone. And then on the long run, you will know. You know, you will just get that feeling when you get up in the morning and say, hey, you know what? This is so cool. Or when you look at, you know, if it's about building something, if you're a carpenter, you build something and you get that real kick when that thing is done and it looks so amazing and you're so proud of the stuff you've done. And, you know, this is a cool, cool feeling. This is brilliant. Or if you're a hairdresser and you've done a style and you look in the people's face and they have tears in their eyes and they think this is so amazing. I never looked so good in my life. Hey, this is it. You get it? This is really what it's about. These are the kind of things that work. And that's what gets you up in the morning. Keep that in mind. So if you're doing right now something, well, just stop. Just stop for a moment and take a deep breath and answer these questions. Where am I on this? So that was my Q&A. I hope this will answer quite a lot of questions. And I hope this will really push it out in a very, very different perspective. And I hope you can see this the way I see this. But if you just give it a trial and just work on it, I'm pretty sure you're going to come back to me and tell me, yes, this is the right thing. This is how it is. I wish you all the best. I wish you the most fun you can have doing your business. I wish that you are exactly who you are and not a single thing different. And I hope that you have something you can see yourself doing for the rest of your life. Take care, guys. Looking forward to talking to you next time. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to know more about entrepreneurship, come to our website as www.entrepreneur-academy.eu, and don't forget to sign up to our Sweet Spot Discovery Tool.